You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, Canada Day celebrations broke out all over this country yesterday, and here in Northwest BC, crowds and fireworks gathered to mark Canada's 157th birthday. Although the celebrations were upbeat and lively, it was clear that many used the day to reflect on Canada's complex and complicated history as well. Today, we'll bring you the sights and sounds of Canada Day celebrations with Pam Hassan reporting from Houston, and I'm here in the coast in Prince Rupert. Stay with us.
My name is Reed Skelton-Morvan. I'm the Master of Ceremonies today for the Canada Day event at the Nishka Hall.
And Reed, maybe tell me, what does Canada Day mean for you?
Canada Day is definitely, it's over the past few years especially, I think after May of 2021, it's become a lot more complex, a little bit more of a complex conversation. I think for me, Canada Day, it's finding a way forward, celebrating, while also having the time and the space to acknowledge and reflect some of the darker chapters of Canada's history. So it's holding space for both of those conversations. So folks coming to this event, you know, many are sporting orange, some are sporting red, you know, there's kind of a mix of both. And I think for us, it's finding that way forward through connection and coexistence and sharing with one another. Yeah, we've got a bunch of different folks here. So there's a lot of organizers from an event that we try to host. So usually about every month or so is North Coast Night. So you've got a lot of vendors. We've got some speakers that'll be coming up and some dance groups as well. So lots of celebration, lots of drumming, singing, and fried bread, of course. That's like the game changer right there. That's what everybody comes for. So, yeah.
You got to have fried bread.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, we're here at the Nishka Hall. It's clearly a really good turnout. As you mentioned, it is a complex history, especially these days. What do you hope people kind of take away from the event today and from, you know, future Canada Days?
Yeah, I think the biggest take home is acknowledging that history exists, you know, and not everyone is going to be celebrating Canada Day the same way. I think a lot of folks will take time to reflect, to some to grieve, you know, things like that, because, I mean, even in itself, in the formation of the country, like there was a lot of darker history that, again, it's kind of clouded a lot of that. And I think for folks to be able to acknowledge that, recognize that, but also find ways to respectfully coexist, celebrate in which ways you want to participate. So, yeah.
Okay, Reed, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Ron Nice. I'm from the Nass Valley. Nishka.
And Ron, can you tell me, what does Canada Day mean for you?
Well, Canada Day really means to me that we have different people that arrived in our homelands. That's what it really means to me. But they became Canadians, right? As they lived here for 100 years. But we've been here for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. So we've always welcomed newcomers to our lands. We are very generous people. And so Canada Day today, we see them coming, and they're still coming, and they enjoy Canada as a place to live, a place of good economics, good living, plenty of food, and all these kind of enjoyable things in our lives. So, yeah, that's what it means to me, and I'm very happy to come together with the rest of my First Nations brothers to show our traditional foods, to show our traditional dancing and speaking. We cannot lose this. We have to keep this going for our future children to know who they are and to be very proud of who they are.
Ron, one thing that always strikes me on days like today, the histories are that a lot of Niskas, a lot of Tsimshians, a lot of Wet'suwet'en, a lot of Gitxsan, 80 years ago went to war and fought for Canada, although back then Canada didn't take too kindly to them, but they felt that their duty to go and fight for their homeland and for Canada. What are your kind of thoughts on that perspective, knowing that a lot of Niskas did that?
Yes, that's correct. We do have a few Niskas that did go to war. Second World War, my grandfather, Eli Gosnell, was in charge of the Rangers in the North. And they were the ones that made sure the people that were warring against us didn't come through the northern part. And there was a group of Nishka that were formed then, but you don't hear too much about it, but they were there. And we have it in our history books. And we could tell about it because others probably don't know about it. And so we're proud of that. And our people always say, you have to stand up for your rights, for your freedom. And that's what they did.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Happy Canada Day.
Yeah, thank you very much. Happy Canada Day, everybody.
Robin Martin from Prince Rupert.
Great, Robin. And you just won a Community Merit Award. Tell me about some of what you had to do to win one of these awards, but also how does it feel to be recognized here in Prince Rupert?
It feels nice to be recognized for the work. I don't do it most for that. I want to have good opportunities for the community to have fun and get out. And yeah, so it was nice to be recognized for that.
What are some of the things that you've done in the community over these years? Your father also picked up one of these awards, so how does it kind of come together? It's a bit of a family affair.
Yeah, mostly working with special events over the past years. We do the fireworks on Canada Day, Winterfest, and many other things.
I guess, Robin, maybe tell me about the fireworks later on. I hear it's going to be out in the harbor.
Yeah, so we have a barge. It's been donated by Wainwright Marine. They donate the barge. Banstra Transportation donates the trailer for it. And we set off just off of Mariners Park in the harbor here. And it'll be about 10-minute show. And it's great this year. We have a whole bunch of new pyrotechnicians that we've just brought on board. So it will be their first show. So it's going to be great.
Right on. And I guess, Robin, you know, the big question today, complex history in Canada, but what does Canada Day mean to you?
Just an opportunity to celebrate where you're from.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Do you like Canada Day?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you hoping to see on Canada Day?
Ross.
Here with Mayor of Houston, Mayor Shane Breenan, and tell me how you think today's going.
Today looks great, a good turnout. Not perfect weather, but no rain and warm, so everyone's happy and a great day for us all to celebrate Canada Day.
Totally. Is this like regular turnout? Is it, because I've never been to Houston for Canada Day before, so does this look like a good, happy turnout? I mean, you've got three bouncy castles, so that's got to be a sign of prosperity.
Yeah, I think it's a good turnout. I know a lot of people camp out of town on the long weekend, but still a lot of locals are in town, and a great day for all of us, so happy Canada Day.
Thank you.
My name is Gloria Tiljo Mann from Houston.
And so you gave the opening remarks here for the ceremony because it's July 1st. We're in Houston in front of the Bandshell for their celebrations. But you mentioned that it was usually your father that did these remarks.
Yes.
So can you tell me a little bit about maybe who your father is and then how that felt for you to do the introduction?
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking for me because I'm not good at public speaking. But my father has been opening the celebration of Canada Day every year for probably I don't know how many years. They always asked him to come and do the opening. His name is Russell Tiljo, and he's passed now for going on 2 years in September. And his chief name is Lachdilier, and that means quiet, the man with the how does that go? The quiet man with knowledge, I think, something to that effect. Dad's not here for me to ask, but it is. Yeah, that's it was an honor for me to be here and do the opening for on behalf of my father. I'm his second oldest daughter, and he's had 10 kids. So, 9, actually, lost a brother, too. And, it was an honor to represent him today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Virginia.
Hi, Virginia. So, how long have you lived in Houston?
Since 1973.
Okay, what brought you here?
My exes worked for Hydro. We came from Manitoba, and we went to Hudson Hope first for a year, and then we came here.
Okay. What do you love about Houston?
It's friendly. It's an awesome place. I mean, I've been here for just about over 50 years.
Yeah, 71. Oh, quick
no,
math.
73.
Oh, 73. That's 51 years.
Yeah.
What do you think about today's celebrations?
They're awesome. They are, like, here they've got so many things for the seniors. Like, it's just awesome.
How old are you? Do you mind me asking?
75.
Okay. So, here we can. I don't want to stop you getting your popcorn. We'll get your popcorn. We are in the line for popcorn. I'll grab it for you. I'll grab for him. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
No worries.
So, this is Princess. She don't like you. She don't like you.
Just. Okay, I guess I just want to, you were saying, well, I asked you before because you're wearing a Tournament of Hearts Red Deer 2012, so were you a curler?
Yes, I was.
Were you good?
Well, I don't know, it wasn't too bad, but...
Did you ever play for the Olympics?
No, not that good.
Okay, I guess just one last thing. Yeah, like we had kind of said that it was nice, but favorite thing about living in Houston?
Like I said, because people are so friendly and there's lots to do.
Yeah.
Like for me, anyway.
Thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Okay.
My name is Tom Uverman from Houston. And we're at Canada Day celebrations in Houston. We've had a very good day. The people, the band was great, and the hamburgers and hot dogs were great, and met lots of new people, and just a fantastic day. Canada's a great country, a country where many people would wish and hope to be that don't live here, and so it's been a wonderful day.
Awesome. Can I just ask you one more thing? How long have you lived in Houston?
1948.
What's your favorite thing about it?
How's that?
What's your favorite thing about living in Houston?
The people.
Yeah,
it's always the people. It always comes on to the people.
It does.
And as a community, we've had our ups and downs, you know, economic-wise.
Yep.
And right now, we're kind of, you know, with the sawmill.
Yep.
We'll get through it, but we got to work a little harder to get that to happen. Yeah.
And just so I have it on record, how long have you been on council?
A total of 33 years.
Thank you so much.
Jim Daniel, Houston Fire Chief. We just were asked to bring the trucks over for Canada Day. Spray some water in the park for the kids that want to run through it and get wet. It's not overly warm, that's all.
I think when kids see a big hose.
Yes, yes. So hopefully they'll come over and get a little wet. Okay. Have some fun.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, folks. Happy Canada Day. Thanks for having Hillbilly Scrabble here at the Houston Canada Day festivities. Hope you got enough cake and burgers and dogs. Yeah, thanks again for coming.
What I didn't get enough of is Careless Whisper by George Michaels. Somebody's got to honk that on that horn. Come on.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.